the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane. It's Superman. Yes, it's Superman, strange visitor from the planet Krypton, who came to Earth with amazing physical powers far beyond those of mortal men, and who, disguised as Clark Kent, mild-mannered reporter for a great metropolitan newspaper, wages a never-ending battle for truth and justice. Today, Mayor Perry White makes a desperate last-ditch fight to save his administration as Superman takes an important prisoner and the secret of the mysterious Ghost Brigade is revealed.
All right, step inside. Turkey Morgan will be interested in seeing you.
How? Get your hands off me. Put me down.
Inside, I said.
Superman, what's going on?
Just a moment, Mr. White. Turkey, do you know this man?
Let me go.
I'll say I do. He's the guy you want. He's the leader of the Ghost Brigade.
Gang, how'd you like your pup to be judged the best of all the dogs of every breed in America's most important dog show? Well, thousands of people jammed Madison Square Garden last year just to see that lucky winner, Warlord of Mazelaine. Congratulations poured into Nate Levine, the man who handled and trained Warlord. To Nate, it was just one more prize to add to his collection. For Nate Levine is one of the greatest dog handlers in America, and winning prizes is an old story to him. You see, Nate won his first prize when he was all of 10 years old, and he hasn't stopped winning them ever since. He won that first prize of his with a lovely little collie named Pine Ridge Sweet Mary. It was something to see when that 10-year-old kid proudly walked up to accept the coveted award he'd snatched from under the noses of the professional dog trainers. Now, that started him on his career, and he's stuck to it ever since. Now, when it comes to naming his favorite kind of dog, Nate just can't do it. I just can't pick a favorite breed, he says. I don't have any. There are wonderful dogs of every type and every kind. Wonderful collies, boxers, Scotties. After all, dogs are very much like people. Just as you don't have all the best people belonging to only one race, so you don't have all the best dogs belonging to only one breed. I like a dog because of its individual qualities, and not because it happens to be born a member of a certain breed. Well, Nate, you should know. Gang, be sure to listen at the end of this program, because we'll be giving you some training tips for your dogs from Nate. Be sure to listen.
And now, the adventures of Superman. With Superman's capture of Turkey Morgan, who, disguised as the deadly assassin Jack the Ripper, terrorized the city of Metropolis, the mystery of the Ghost Brigade reached an amazing climax. Brought to Perry White's office in City Hall, where he was cross-examined by the editor-mayor and Police Inspector Henderson, Turkey finally broke down and was about to divulge the identity of the leader of the Ghost Brigade when suddenly a shot rang out. Almost instantaneously, Superman leaped forward and knocked Turkey to the floor, and the bullet buried itself harmlessly in the wall. Then, without wasting a second, the Man of Steel whirled and streaked out into the hall in close pursuit of the mysterious assailant. Now, a moment later, he reappears, holding a familiar figure by the arm. White, Henderson, and Lois Lane stare in surprise, but Turkey Morgan lunges forward, pointing an accusing finger.
That's him. That's the guy. I took orders from him. He and Mike Hickey were pot great, Caesar.
I can't believe
it. Yeah. And I made a deal. Hickey would turn this town on its ear, and then Hammer would walk in and grab the mayor's office and spring Hickey out of the pen. Between the two of them, they'd have this town sewed up tight.
Good heavens.
Listen, White, if you think that criminal's word will stand up against mine...
It'll stand up all right, Hammer. And the charge of attempted murder will stand up, too.
Will it? On whose evidence? Your friends? The people of Metropolis will never believe you. Besides, you'll never get to them before I'm elected mayor.
Oh, good heavens, Chief. The special election, it's tomorrow. I forgot all about it.
Yes, the special election. No one will ever believe the man they themselves chose could be guilty of any crime. You'll never be able to tell them in time.
I won't, eh? Hammer, you're going to get the shock of your life. Henderson, take him away. I've got work to do.
Right, sir. Come on, Hammer. There's a law against carrying a loaded weapon in this city. But didn't you know it?
Oh, Inspector, what about Turkey? Do you want me to take him in?
I can handle them both. Come on, Morgan.
Well, Inspector seems happier than I've seen him in a long time.
So am I. And now let's get to work.
What can we do, Chief? It's almost 10 o'clock. You'll never be able to get a special edition out in time.
Oh, special edition be hanged. I'm going on the air. I'll talk to the people directly.
But how will you get an audience?
You go back to the office. Get on the phone. Get Jimmy on the phone.
Yes.
And Ken, if you can find him. Call everyone you know. Get them to call everyone they know.
Spread the word all over town that I'll be on the air at 11 o'clock, and yes. I'll tell the whole story of the Ghost Brigade.
Good idea. Think I can lend a hand, too, Mayor White. See you later.
Right, and thanks, Superman. But remember, we've only got 1 hour.
Mr. Gaines, this is Lois Lane of the Daily Planet. Now listen, this is important. Please listen to station WDPN tonight at 11. Mayor White is going to make an important speech. And call all your friends, will you? Ask them to listen.
Hello, Bob. This is Jim, Jim Olson. I want you and your folks to listen to the radio at 11 o'clock tonight, will you? Mayor White's going to talk. He's got something important to say. And call up all the other guys. Get everybody to listen.
That's right, ma'am. 11 o'clock tonight. Mayor White is speaking.
Don't forget, it's awful important. You gotta listen to him.
Mayor White, 11 o'clock.
Mayor White, 11 o'clock.
So Perry White's friends leap to his aid, calling one number after another, passing the word throughout the city. And high in the night sky, Superman does his share for the fighting editor. Young Jimmy Olsen, taking a breather at the office window, looks up, stares, and calls.
Miss Lane, come here, quick.
I can't, Jimmy. I haven't time.
You gotta look. It's Superman.
Oh? What's he doing?
He's flying over the city, pulling a banner along behind him. See it? Must be at least 100 feet long.
Oh, yes. Here, Mayor White, 11 o'clock tonight, station WDPN. Oh, how wonderful, Jim. That's what he meant by lending a hand.
Wow, what a deal.
Good heavens. It's 11 o'clock now. Turn the radio on.
Leaping lizards.
Special address by his honor, Perry White, Mayor of Metropolis.
Turn.
Mayor White. Friends and citizens of Metropolis, I am speaking to you tonight not as the mayor, but as a man with certain facts in his possession. Facts which you must know. In the past 2 weeks, Metropolis has been visited by what has been popularly called the Ghost Brigade. We've seen Captain Kidd, Jesse James, Jack the Ripper, and others. Well, they have been led by a Benedict Arnold. By a double-crossing traitor in our own city government. By Councilman Albert Hammer.
That's telling the truth.
Councilman Hammer entered into an agreement with Mike Hickey, former political boss of Metropolis, now in the state penitentiary.
Well, here are the latest returns, Chief. Read them and cheer.
A clean sweep. Certainly makes me feel good.
It should. That was a wonderful speech you made last night,
Chief. Oh, it wasn't only the speech. It was your work, Lois. And yours, Jim.
Well, thanks, Mr. White.
And that expose on the ghost that you wrote, Kent.
How in the world did you ever find out, Clark?
Oh, by fitting the pieces together. Obviously, the wax figures couldn't move by themselves, but the wax pieces we found fitted them. I did some checking with Turkey Morgan and found out they had a woman, a seamstress, make the clothes using the statues as a model. When she fitted the clothing to the statues, some of the wax came off, sticking to the material. And the pieces dropped off later where I found them.
Well, the whole thing certainly was ingenious. Too bad a mind like that couldn't be used for good instead of evil.
Well, it's getting late, and I have a story to write.
Oh, no. No, Lois. No more work. Not for a while, anyway.
What?
What do you mean, Chief?
We're all going on a vacation, starting
a vacation.
Right now.
Oh!
I want you, and Lois and you too, Jim, to be my guests on a fishing trip.
Oh, hey,
that's
wonderful. Well, my boat is in Florida now. We can catch a plane tonight and be out on the Gulf Stream in the morning.
Oh, Jim,
no more work.
Wonderful.
No more work and no more worries for the next 2 weeks.
Editor White smiles, and Kent, Lois, and Jimmy smile with him in anticipation of 2 full weeks of pleasure. But their smiles would fade instantly if they could only look ahead. For what Perry White plans as a vacation cruise may turn out to be the strangest adventure of their lives. We'll know more in just a moment, gang. So keep listening.
Gang, here are some tips from Nate Levine, one of the greatest dog handlers in the country, on how you can train your dog to win at the dog shows. For one thing, Nate tells us, never hit a dog. If you hit a dog, it will become afraid of a hand and unable to take direction. Now, that doesn't mean you're to let a dog do anything he wants to. Be firm with him, but never rough. Don't let him go right if you want to go left. Use the leash to train him, but don't hit. And when your pup has done something well, let him know it. Give him a pat or a special treat and let him know you're pleased. Now, if you're preparing your dog for a dog show, you've got to watch the way he walks, his gait it's called, and see that he moves properly. There are different gaits for different breeds, and your dog must have the proper gait if he's going to bring home a prize. You've also got to train him to acquire the mannerisms of the type of breed he represents. He must be able to take the kind of pose at the dog show which is correct for his breed. Now, all this takes a lot of practice. It's no cinch. So make sure you practice posing your dog and training him at home so that when he comes to the show, he'll know what to do and how to do it. Well, there you are, gang. A few hints from the master. Right now, you know, the master, Nate, he's busy training dogs for the big Morris and Essex show that's going to be held May 22nd. It's the biggest outdoor dog show in the world, and Nate will be entering some collies, boxers, beagles, and Shetland sheepdogs. Nate always enters many breeds because he believes that there are fine dogs of every type, and he judges them just as he judges his friends as individuals. Well, good luck, Nate, and may the best dog win.
And now, back to the adventures of Superman. As you know, Perry White invited Clark Kent, Lois Lane, and Jimmy Olsen on a southern fishing trip as a reward for having helped solve the mystery of the Ghost Brigade. As we join them now, they have flown south and are all aboard White's cruiser, the Marauder, drifting on the warm blue waters of the Gulf Stream off the coast of Florida.
Gee, Mr. White, this is swell. Wait till I tell my mother about fishing way out on the Atlantic Ocean.
I've got one. I've got a fish.
Oh, hold your rod. Hold it up.
Start reeling, Lois.
Oh, boy, look at him take it.
Hold up your rod, I
said. Bring it in.
Oh.
Come on.
Oh. I lost it.
No wonder. You fish like a washerwoman.
Well, keep the line taut, Lois.
How do you expect me to catch anything with everybody screaming instructions at once?
We weren't screaming.
I give up.
Maybe,
I do.
Maybe I'll hook the one you lost. I'm at a strike for over an hour.
Make it fast. We're going in soon.
Oh, gosh, do we have to?
Yeah, it's 5 o'clock. It'll be dark soon.
Hey, fetch an ice cream soda. I catch one before you do, Jim.
Okay, Mr. Kent, it's a bet.
Right.
Come on, fish. Get hungry.
Oh, look, the moon is coming up.
Where?
See it on the horizon over there?
Oh, you're crazy. There's no moon tonight. And if there were, it'd come up out of the east, over there.
Well, then what's that strange glow in the sky just off the water? Do you see it?
No.
Look.
Great Scott. Where are the binoculars, Chief?
On the transom.
Oh.
What's all the excitement?
Oh, Lois discovered a new moon in the north.
Do you see anything, Clark?
Plenty. Reel in, Jim. Chief, start the motor. We're going out there.
Are you crazy?
No. There's something floating out there, something strange.
I don't care. We're going into dock.
You can't just ignore it, Chief.
We can't go tooting off into the ocean chasing strange lights, either.
It isn't just a light. It's something fantastic.
Oh, now, look here, Kent.
Start the motor, Chief. We've got to go out there. Unless my eyes deceive me, we've stumbled on something out of this world.
No one, not even Clark Kent, realizes how true those words are. The strange and unearthly glow is something out of this world. Something that has never been seen by the human eye before. Gang, whatever you do and wherever you are, don't miss tomorrow's opening episode of the new Superman story, The Mystery of the Sleeping Beauty. As Clark Kent said, it's fantastic and amazing, and you'll thrill to every minute of it. So join us tomorrow, same time, same station, for Chapter 1 of The Mystery of the Sleeping Beauty on The Adventures of Superman.
Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Superman DC Comics Magazine and is brought to you Monday through Friday at the same time. Watch for the Superman Adventure serial soon to be shown at your local movie theater. This program came from New York. Stay tuned to your mutual station for Captain Midnight, which follows in just a moment. And right after Captain Midnight, you'll hear Tom Mix and his Ralston Straight Shooters. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.